In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The story of Samson may be found in Judges chapters 13 to 16. His story begins in a familiar way. A barren woman is promised a son by an angel. This son will be a servant of the Lord, in this case, a Nazarite, which means that he would be vowed never to drink or eat unclean food or cut his hair. He was to be a savior for Israel from the Philistines. The story of Samson, though, is plagued with problems because Samson marries a Philistine woman who deceives him, and then Samson uses his great strength to destroy those who come up against him. In a later chapter of Samson's story, another Philistine woman catches Samson's eye, and again she deceives him and tries to discover the secret of his strength, that his hair is not cut, so that she can betray him to the Philistines in exchange for silver. After some deception of his own, Samson reveals to Delilah his secret, and when they cut his hair, he is as weak as a normal man. So they capture him, poke out his eyes, make him work. When they have a banquet, then, they bring out the blinded, humiliated, strong man out for entertainment. And finally, at the end, Samson summons strength from God one more time, and he knocks over the pillars of the house, killing everyone inside. Samson is a hero whom God used to save Israel from the Philistines. And because of this, Samson is often called a type of Christ. Or, in other words, Jesus is our Samson. There are certainly striking differences between Samson and Jesus. Samson was a sinful man who lacked discernment in his female companionship. Today, we might also say he had some anger management issues. In his appearance, Samson had no apparent flaws. Jesus has no flaws, but in his appearance, is lowly and weak. Samson had to be tricked and tied up in order to be captured. Jesus was captured willingly. And actually, it is once Samson is weakened and captured that he is most like Jesus. They wanted him dead. But first they mock him, mutilate him, and use him for their entertainment. And then in the moment of greatest humiliation, in the moment of defeat, he calls upon the Lord. And in his death is the enemy's greatest defeat. Samson killed Philistines. Jesus killed death. And by his resurrection from the dead, and by your baptism into that death and resurrection, Jesus lives to give you his life. Indeed, he gives life even to Samson, and to all who have made poor friends of the world, who have been deceived by it time and again. In his death, Jesus is the Savior, the hero of all who are doomed to die. In his death, Jesus saved more than ever. Let us pray. Lord God, in the midst of our weakness and fear of death, you have given us our Samson, your Son, Jesus Christ, who has, by his strong arm, destroyed death and the devil, and now at your right hand, lives to bring his victory to me. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.